on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
They've had two wins, two losses to start the Super Rugby season. They keep going this Sunday afternoon, Allianz Stadium, 4:05pm kickoff against the Melbourne Rebels. And we've got the Waratahs coach, Darryl Gibson, on the line now. G'day, Darryl.
Good morning, boys.
You're consistent. Two wins over Queensland.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, only four games into the competition, you know, 50% record. And, you know, we're really looking and searching for that performance that's going to give us that momentum in this competition.
Fair to say it was a sort of, it was a good win, but it was a clunky sort of win last weekend against Queensland.
Yeah, that's right. Really scrappy. You know, the conditions obviously not ideal, but, you know, there's still areas in our game that we need to improve on, you know, particularly our line-out and scrum, which seems to be stopping us from getting that momentum and flow into our game.
I think there might have been, was it five penalties conceded from set pieces, Darryl, for New South Wales last weekend? Quite clearly, that can't go on.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and we're also suffering from not getting enough possession out of those set pieces. So our line-out not delivering consistent, clean, quality ball for our backs. So, you know, that's been our area of focus over the last four games. It's a clear work on for us. But, you know, there's some real positives in our play as well, which, you know, we need to emphasise as well.
Nick Phipps said yesterday, Darryl, I read in the press today, that the front row has been having little secret team meetings and little breakfast meetings. Do you know what they've been discussing at these breakfast meetings?
Yeah, obviously they want to get a little bit tighter and make sure that they're doing everything they can to make sure that their area of the game is spot on. And I think that's just one way that they've come up with is, hey, you know, we need to fix this problem. We'll do it together.
It was strange to see Ben Robinson come out and say that, you know, they're not, well, he sort of said they're not training hard enough, the forwards, Darryl. I mean, you can crack the whip now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, obviously, it's a mandate to get stuck in, and so that's a positive. You know, I look at Ben's comments and go, you know what, he's probably spot on there. Mm. And so, you know, when a player comes out and say, hey, I think this is the area that we need to improve on, you know, you take that and go, righto, let's get there.
Curly Beal has an elbow issue. Will he play?
Yeah, Curly's in doubt. He had a training accident on Tuesday. And it just looks like it's flared up and his elbow's probably in a state that he'll probably miss the game on Sunday.
Okay. So if he did play, so you were he was going to play at fullback and Israel Folau was going to go to outside centre?
Yeah, that's right. You know, that configuration's likely not to occur now. We'll probably keep Israel at fullback and move Matt Carraro from the wing into centre.
All right. And, mate, beautiful to have Bernard Foley back, and of course he was good last weekend, and he'll be a lot better for the run as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, his first game back for a while, coming in difficult conditions. I think probably what Bernard gives us is that that calmness to that position, but also his goal kicking. It's something that hasn't been good for us, and you know, you saw what he did. He came on, calmly slotted that penalty, put us in front, and I think his return to action will be good for us.
Rebels are sitting mid-table with you guys. Mm. What have you thought of them so far this season?
Yeah, the Rebels have been travelling quite nicely, and then they came up, you know, against a top team in the Highlanders and struggled. And I think, you know, we've played the Highlanders and the Brumbies, you know, two of the top six, and, you know, we were pretty scratchy ourselves. So for us, this really is a mid-table clash. It also will determine who's really chasing the Brumbies in our conference. So it's a big game for both teams.
Mate, just on the Ben Robinson thing, Darryl, do you sit down with Ben subsequent to those comments and you know, have a more in-depth chat with what you think the forwards should be doing and if they've got to really up the ante so much? Or were you happy to hear those comments or disappointed to hear those comments?
Yeah, no, it's nothing new. You know, in terms of Ben's already talked to us around that. So clearly, as I said to you, it's a... It's almost a mandate to say, all right, you know, if we're not training hard enough, then let's train. And so yesterday, you know, I watched them go at each other for an hour. So certainly that's been the catalyst of some positive change.
You go, that was a good hour. Let's go for another hour, boys.
Well done, Ben.
Whether it makes him popular or not.
He's led with his double chin.
Darryl, we thank you very much for your time and good luck against the Melbourne Rebels on the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Darryl Gibson, Waratahs head coach. They take on the Melbourne Rebels at Sunday afternoon at Allianz Stadium. So it's a family-friendly time, all right, for Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Get out there and support the New South Wales Waratahs. They are currently $1.25 head-to-head against the Melbourne Rebels, $4, and they're getting 8.5 start.